Hello, devotional friends. This is Nate Ware. On a couple days after Mother's Day, I suspect where you worship, where you gather for fellowship, Mother's Day was mentioned at some point, or maybe the entire point. We spent a lot of time at the Pew Chapel United Methodist Church where I pastor, and my message had to do with, well, a new take on the baby boomers. Now, I'm a baby boomer, pre-baby boomer, actually, born in 1943, as is my bride. And we accepted that baby boom was a fact of life in the United States for many, many years. But now we're noticing, and also the U.S. Census Bureau and the Association of Retired Persons are noticing that the nation's baby boom has become the nation's grandparent boom. There are now more grandparents in the United States than ever before, something like 70 million, that's 70 million of us. That's a 24% increase since 2001, and by 2024, there's going to be a good many more. Let's look at it this way. Of all adults over 30 years of age, more than 1 in 3 were grandparents in 2014. 1 in 3. And here's another eye-opener. There are now 5 to 6 grandchildren per grandparent. Julie and I, for example, we have 10 grandchildren and 1 great-grandchild. So we, the grandparents, we're pretty generous. There's just nothing that snaps open a wallet faster than a request or a need of a grandchild. When we as a nation have spent, grandparents have spent $1,000 in the past year on our grandchildren. Gifts, vacations, and other generosities. And what's more, a significant number of today's grandparents are actually raising their grandchildren full-time. That's 10 to 15% by some estimates. So when we look at a verse that's often quoted on Mother's Day, let's think it. How about Grandmother's Day? It's a new take on Mother's Day. Grandmother's Day. The Bible has lots of important things to say about the matter of mothers and wives of noble character. You'll find them. In the last proverb, the book of Proverbs, Proverb 31, verses 10 to 31. Verses beautifully describe the ideal of wife and mother, a woman whose whole life is centered around a reverent regard and respect for the holy, whose holy esteem to Almighty God Himself, such as in verse 30, reflects who she is, her innermost character. Favor is deceitful, the Bible says, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. She also has compassion for those in need. Proverbs 31, verses 19 and 20 says, she layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. And she stretches out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hand to the needy. In other words, she gives of her sustenance, the work of her hands, to those in need besides her own family. But she is always, always faithful and loving towards her family. Verse 27 says, she looketh well to the ways of her household, and needeth not the bread of idleness. In short, the ideal mother and wife wisely uses her God-given abilities and material resources to honor her God and her family. These beautiful verses from the Word of God remind us that we have a job to do. Writing to young Timothy in 1 Timothy 2:15, the Apostle Paul says, notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness and sobriety. What do we owe our mothers and grandmothers? Faith, charity, that's love, and generosity, holiness, and sobriety. Keep that in mind this a few days now after Grandmother's or Mother's Day, that we have a legacy to pass on that is healthy and whole. that will ensure the next generation of children will have a chance, and there'll be far more, perhaps no more, babies addicted to illegal drugs and other substances. We've seen such a rise. It's heartbreaking, terribly heartbreaking. I close with this. Mom and Dad, Mamo, Papo, me, our job is far from through. We have important work to accomplish, and maybe we've just begun. In 2 Timothy 4:15, Paul writes and charges us, as if he were charging, writing, and admonishing each and every one of us individually, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they will turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Make full proof of thy ministry. Make full proof of your relationship to Jesus Christ. And if you haven't accepted Christ Jesus as your personal Savior, I urge you to do so very soon, for he did promise he will come again to judge the quick and the dead. Oh, do not be left. Please do not be left, devotional friend. Be strong. Be bold. Preach the word. And, yes, sobriety and holiness and charity and in faith. This is your devotional friend, Nate Ware, blessing you, praying for you, wherever you are and however God is using you for the upbuilding of his kingdom. We have work to do. God bless you.